Scouts. This is ABC News.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lover spat taken to a whole new level. It was caught on tape by the young couple in Utah, and ABC's Todd Ant says it's gone viral.
3, 2.
A veteran thrill seeker tried to talk his girlfriend into bungee jumping into a canyon. She stood on the edge, clearly not ready to make the leap, but after a few false starts.
Please don't push me off.
He pushed her right off the edge of the cliff, and as the girlfriend fell and swung out into the canyon attached to a cable, she yells,
I'm breaking up with you!
Meanwhile, he was rolling on the cliff laughing.
I just got dumped.
Well, the girlfriend is fine, and the couple did in fact break up. Todd Ant, ABC News.
The college kids who started the Harlem Shake on a flight from Colorado and got a plane full of passengers to dance in the aisles are now being investigated by the FAA to make sure they didn't interfere with a flight crew. One of the kids says he asked a flight attendant for permission, and the seatbelt sign was off. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Time now, 7:04, 34 degrees out the door this morning. Cold start to your Friday. I'm Matt Ingerbrecht. These are your latest news headlines from WITN and WITN.com. A 16-year-old charged with killing a paraplegic man back in 2010 has pled guilty to all charges after two of his accomplices took a deal to testify against him. Now 19 years old, Arturo Lopez Perez took the deal Thursday morning in Beaufort County, but not for a lesser charge. He will be sentenced on first-degree murder, armed robbery, first-degree arson, burglary, and larceny at a later date. Lopez Perez killed 53-year-old Leonard Willison III, a paraplegic who authorities say mentioned the young man. Willison's body was found in the home on South Main Street October 7th in Bath. He had died from blunt force trauma to the head. A day in court to determine the ultimate day in court for a couple accused of killing a Kinston mother. Grant Hayes and his current wife Amanda are both charged in the murder of Kinston mom Laura Ackerson. She was the mother of Hayes' two sons and disappeared in July of 2011. Her remains were found in a creek all the way in Texas. The Kinston Free Press reports that there is a hearing slated for today that will determine if the couple will be tried at the same time. We'll, of course, keep you posted. And finally, we're gathering details on a three-vehicle wreck in Greenville overnight. It happened just after 1 a.m. at the intersection of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard, which is typically a busy intersection in the city. Traffic was rerouted for a short time as crews worked to clear up the wreck. No word yet on injuries or what caused the crash. We've put a call into the Greenville police and will, of course, let you know when they get back to us. Those are the latest news headlines from WITN and WITN.com. I'm Matt Engelbrecht.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies for your Friday. High near 55 degrees for tonight. Some clouds this evening giving way to mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 31. Saturday, sunny skies with a few afternoon clouds with a high of 52 degrees. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 20s. It's a very chilly for your Saturday night. Sunday, plenty of sunshine. Once again, highs in the low 50s with lows in the upper 20s. And next week, we're seeing some things out there. We don't know what's going to happen come midweek next week. But sunshine to start the week on Monday with highs in the low 50s and lows in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 36 degrees. If you're waking up or driving around in Greenville this morning, Talk of the Town is live on location at Krispy Kreme, 300 East 10th Street in Greenville. Stop by and see us for a free Oreo, cookies and cream cake donut. and more. Come see us this Friday, TOT. It's coming up.
Jim Clement from the Clement Company is in the studio with me again. Jim, great to see you. And I hear you got some big news for us today.
That's right, Henry. We are proud to announce that the Clement Companies is now a part of the Town Insurance family.
Town Insurance. Tell us about that.
Town Insurance is an organization that's based out of Virginia. It's an affiliate of Town Bank. And they are a large insurance operation that has now taken us on and allow us to continue to grow and expand our business here in North Carolina.
So, Jim, what changes? What does this mean for you and for your clients?
First of all, for our clients, the Clement Company's name does not change. We're going to be a division of Town Insurance operating as the Clement Companies. Our friendly staff stays. Our hours of operations do not change. The reason we did this with Town Insurance now is so that we can continue to grow and expand our business, but we have added resources of a larger organization.
Congratulations. Sounds like a great deal for everybody.
Thanks, Henry. It is a great move for everyone involved.
The Clement Companies, still insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
This is Todd Mitchum with Mercer Glass, Eastern North Carolina's most complete glass company. Mercer Glass specializes in windows, shower doors, auto glass, and mirrors. We can install or repair almost anything made of glass in your home or business. So give us a call at Mercer Glass. That's 752-5101. That's 752-5101.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times.
Out of the way!
But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey! Move it!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey, move it!
Hey, lady.
Oh, yeah. Woo! We're moving!
Pepsi. Live for now.
Relaxing never looks so good. Greenville Pool and Supply Company has the largest selection of in-ground pools in North Carolina. Vinyl, fiberglass, concrete, family-run uniwall, and above-ground pools. Chemicals, service, and free water analysis. Visit our 5,000-square-foot showroom and our all-new concept room. Drive a little and save a lot. In-ground pools starting at $14,999. We're located on Charles Boulevard, just south of Fire Tower Road. Come see us today. Greenville Pool and Supply.
Wakey, wakey.
Y'all need to get up.
What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIV. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Me when I'm in the middle of a rant. I'm running to my welcome into Krispy Kreme. We are live on location this morning, and we are live at Krispy Kreme, and it's a beautiful Friday. It's a little chill out there, but it's beautiful. What's the temperature?
And it's March 1st, so it's in like a lion, which means I'm hoping it'll go out like a lamb.
In like a lamb.
Who said that? Jim Howard? Well, Jim says it.
It's cool, but it's not going to be windy or ugly.
Well, it's actually a beautiful morning. There's not a cloud in the sky. Look here, we got the Overton guys. Kevin Paramore in Greenville. It's 7 in the morning. What's up with that?
Paramore!
Kevin, the boat show's next week. The boat show's next week. Why are you up so early?
Kevin, we want hugs, too.
Yeah.
Giving out hugs.
Kevin Paramore from Overton's is in here hugging all the ladies. We are live on location at Krispy Kreme this morning. We will be at the boat show next Friday. Here come some of our friends. Hey, guys. It's always great to be at Krispy Kreme. We see everybody, including our host this morning, Amanda Tilley. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Glad to have you here.
How are you today?
I am well.
I heard you're in the giving mood again today. You're giving away stuff today?
That's right. We've got two exciting donuts, Oreo donuts. We've got a chocolate cake donut with icing Oreo crumbles and an Oreo cream dollop, and then we have a cream Oreo cream fill, which is made with real Oreos and our Krispy Kreme cream, dipped in dark chocolate and dipped in Oreo crumbles. So they're both outstanding. Recommend you come by and have them with a cup of coffee or milk.
And I hear there's also, Billy Weaver was joking yesterday about if you got Oreos, you got to have milk. And you actually do have a milk promotion going on, too.
We have a milk promotion. And when you buy a milk, you get a free glazed donut.
Is my microphone popping in and out? Oh, okay. So do it again.
When you buy a milk, you get a free glazed donut from now until the 20th of April.
All right, very good. So Oreos, donuts, is it Ghirardelli? How is it spelled?
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli.
Yes. Yeah, they sent us a little phonetic.
Ghirardelli chocolate milk this morning.
And we have two featured beverages. We have a white chocolate mocha which is with the Ghirardelli sauce, and then a regular white hot chocolate.
All right. So the bottom line is, if you come in this morning, and we've already got folks coming in now, if you come in and say you're listening to Talk of the Town this morning, you're going to get a free donut this morning. You get either the Oreo donuts or the chocolate donuts, or the chocolate, I guess, the drink with the milk promotion. You get a free glazed donut if you buy a regular priced milk, right?
Correct.
So that's the way that is. But you can come in and get a free donut, one of the Oreo donuts, either the cookies and cream or the cookies and cream donut with a blend of Oreo or traditional chocolate cake infused with Oreo cookies.
Yes.
Sounds very good. Well, it's great to have you. Let us be back here. We appreciate the hospitality as always.
Absolutely.
It's great to see you. Did you see our new van outside?
Yeah, it looks sharp out there.
We took out the entire side of your building over there.
That's okay.
Come down and see our new van. I put the a picture of our new van, which I got to thank Mammoth Signs here in Greenville. You know, the guys that do the signs, and they did a great job of one side of it is Star 94.3. The side we're displaying this morning is WTIB. We got the big American flag. I put the picture of it last night on Facebook to get comments on it, and I had like 70 comments. People love the American flag on there.
Put it on our Facebook page.
It looks great.
What do you mean why I put it on Facebook?
Put it on the station Facebook page?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a password to get an ours, McGee.
It's Ghirardelli.
It is. What's what I say?
No, that's the password, Ghirardelli.
Oh, it is not. All right. Well, thank you, man. That's great to be here. And Emily Coppins here this morning, too. Emily's going to miss Greenville Grapevine today.
I am.
Yeah. Are you not supposed to be here?
It's going to be really, really great.
Yeah, so we've got the home show today. Actually, it starts tomorrow, but all the Grapevine girls will be live at the convention center this afternoon, but you're not going to make it today.
No, I'm not going to make it today, but they'll be live today, and they'll be live again tomorrow. So yeah. I know when we were live last year, a bunch of our young fans, some cute little girls came out to see us, and that was a lot of fun. So
you guys
will
have a lot of fans show up. They'll be asking where you are. They'll be trying to...
Not me.
Yes, they will.
But I think that they're live at 4 tomorrow. Aren't they live from 4 to 5 tomorrow?
Well, no, we're live all day tomorrow.
I know, but I think the Grapevine girls are live from 4 to 5 tomorrow.
Okay. Don't ask
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I might know
you
your, I might know your Facebook password, too.
No, the Star 94.3 will be broadcasting live at the Convention Center all day tomorrow, because tomorrow is the big day we've been talking about forever. It's our Home Fest 13 promotion tomorrow. It's going to be, the Convention Center is going to be open all day tomorrow. We're going to be giving away that Dream Kitchen giveaway tomorrow.
Oh, that was so much fun last year to watch that person win that kitchen and how excited she was, or maybe her husband.
Well,
like
we had a certain Greenville police officer who called me last night who said he'd been trying to qualify forever, and he finally qualified on Tom and Sadie's show yesterday afternoon.
Oh, that was good. So, but, you know, they're also, I think, taking 10 qualifiers. They'll pick 10 qualifiers
10 qualifiers tomorrow at the show.
Yeah.
So if you do not qualify sometime today, you still have a chance to qualify tomorrow at the show to win the kitchen. All right.
So don't miss your chance.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks
and
for having
me. And we'll have you back in a little while. We got a lot of guests coming by this morning. In fact, speaking of the big Dream Kitchen giveaway, we got Discount Larry has just come in. Discount Larry from Discount Mattress and Furniture is here this morning, and he's part of the big day tomorrow because, by the way, have you seen the big – they've got a huge diagram in today's paper, the Greenville paper. They've got the diagram of where you can find your favorite exhibitors tomorrow, and, of course, the main stage will be right in the center of the convention center in the back. And in the middle, there will be a huge garden display, which is going to be put on by the Master Gardeners Program here in Greenville. They'll be answering questions all day about gardening and things like that. But and on stage all day, there'll be all sorts of different seminars, which is a whole list of them on the in the newspaper ad today. But, of course, at 4 o'clock tomorrow, the kitchen will be given away, and we're giving away an entire kitchen remodeling project. And that includes a new dinette set, which is being provided by Discount Mattress and Furniture, Larry Smith. Discount Larry is here this morning, and you're going to be out there tomorrow when we give away your dining room suite?
Yes, but now I got a beef about the van. How come it don't say Discount Mattress and Furniture on the back?
Well, it can.
It's sponsored by Discount Mattress and Furniture on the back.
It can say that.
It always can.
For there'll be a small fee. I mean, you know, that's van right. Wasn't free, you know what I'm saying?
I pay it once a month.
Like the NASCAR logos, you know how much those are? If you can pay that, I think you can
go
start
daddy.
To do it. Go daddy.
GoDiscount.com. What do you think of our new van out there?
It needs a wash.
Is it already dirty?
It's kind of dirty.
It's brand new. How can it be dirty?
No.
Yeah. How are you doing? You doing
great? Great. Every day is a good day.
And tomorrow,
when you hit the ground, every day is a good day.
We appreciate you participating in the kitchen remodel project. I tell you, it's a huge deal, man. People from all over Eastern North Carolina have been trying to qualify for this thing. And as the momentum builds for tomorrow, somebody's going to – I mean, how would it be to just walk in there tomorrow, have your name drawn, and realize that, you know, all these great vendors, including yourself, are going to come in and totally remodel your kitchen for you at no charge? That would be pretty nice,
that
wouldn't it?
That is real nice. That's real nice.
Yeah.
I think we just need to go ahead and just give it all to Trent.
I need it.
Kitchen makeover.
I need it.
Win a trim again.
Now, what is the dinette set you're giving away?
What does it consist of? It is a table with six matching chairs. It could be considered a dinette, a large dinette set or breakfast set, or a dining room suite.
So somebody might have a choice once they...
Yeah, they got choices.
Okay.
There's always choices.
So once the winner is determined, they'll come down and you'll work with them on that.
Yeah, me and Hank will pick it out for them.
Don't let Hank involved. Don't let Hank get... I don't want Hank picking out my furniture. I wouldn't want that happening to the winner as well. Well, it's great to see you. What else is going on? Anything else? Are you going to say it or is McGee going to say it?
No, I'll let Trent do it.
McGee, tomorrow at the home show, Home Fest 13. And I'll see you there!
He's getting better.
He's not as good as you, but he's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, good to see you, Larry.
Bye, guy.
Thanks for coming by this morning. Oh, look who's here. Dr. Parker's here. This is what I love about being on location on Friday mornings. You never know who's going to show up. Dr. Randy Parker, Randall Parker, Esquire.
Esquire. That means I'm a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer.
Is that what that means?
It does, yeah.
I thought that just meant you were cool. I didn't. I never really knew
well,
what that
is. That's how you mean it, then I'll wear it fine. That's fine.
Randy Parker, who, of course, is an economist at ECU and one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to the economy. I'm glad you stopped by this morning. How you doing?
Well, I always try to come out and support your stuff, Henry, so here I am.
Did you get a free Oreo donut yet?
I'm on a diet. If you've maybe noticed, 13 pounds.
Oh, good for you. I've lost a little myself, so, I mean, I'm staying off the Oreos myself.
Well, there you go. Maybe I'll get one and give it to one of the youngsters here or something.
Randy speaks to the Cato Institute. He's been there many times. He is in high demand as an economist across the country. And what I like about Randy Parker is that he teaches me a lot about the economy, and he thinks conservatively, which I like, which is unusual, by the way, in any university setting. I don't know how you kept your job all these years.
Well, you just try to pick your battles and take your shots when they come, and the rest of the time just faithfully discharge your duties.
So today is doomsday, right? This is the first day of the sequester, now that the sequester has at midnight went into effect last night at midnight. So what's the truth, though, Randy? Is it going to mean anything to anybody? Are people really going to lose their jobs?
I am tired of governing by crisis and disaster. Every month it's another crisis, it's another disaster. The budgets of all of these agencies have gone up 17% in the last 4 years. And now they're going to come down by 2.5%. and it's going to be floods and pestilence and locusts and so on. And I just, you know, no, I think a little austerity actually would be a very good thing right about now.
Yeah, the you don't want to see anybody lose the job. What's the truth about that? You know, we had the union guy on from Jacksonville earlier in the week, and, you know, he was talking about how awful it was going to be. But, I mean, the proof's in the pudding, right? I mean, everybody in Washington let this happen, and they knew that it wasn't going to make much difference. And that's what my theory is.
Well, I mean, they negotiated this over a year ago. Bob Woodward has traced it down. It was the president's idea. And then he came out the other day and said something, and the White House basically sent him a threatening email. I don't know if you've been following that or not. That's kind of sad. But how much has the employment gone up in these sectors in the last 4 years? So if it's gone up by, I don't know, let's pick a number, 1 million, and then it's reduced by 50,000, I mean, we're still a whole lot better off than where we were 4 years ago in employment and spending in these agencies. So it's everything is relative, and it depends upon what point you're talking about. You're talking about 2007, 2008, they're still way ahead of the game.
Is it going to affect the economy at all, you think?
No, it's not. It's not. It's less than one half of a percent of GDP, and there are so many other things we could be doing to promote the economy that we do not do. So life goes on.
Yeah, you know, I have to admit to when I heard about this a year ago when they started talking about it, you know, it was frightening to think that because we heard that 10% of the defense budget would be cut, that there would be all sorts of different problems here and there. And it just, as it turns out, the more it's been examined, the more it's just a bunch of hoo-ha coming out of Washington.
That is, it's irresponsible to make statements like our defense is going to be compromised and blah, blah, blah. But the main point is the following. Unless and until the people in Washington are willing to seriously address entitlement reform, which is the only thing that matters, then by all means, sequester away.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, who was the gentleman, McGee, we had on, who's the doctor out of Asheville. In fact, it might be Greg Brannon. Is he the guy that's just announced a run for Senate? I mean,
Brannon.
Yeah, he was on the show a year ago, and he said, look, all this talk about all the spending cuts and this kind of, it doesn't mean anything unless they're willing to go into the entitlements. This was a doctor. And he said, because, you know, that's what's out of control, and that's what continues to escalate. And until you get that under control, we're going to be in real trouble.
Well, I agree with that, and I also think that the governor made the right call on the Medicare stuff. The Medicaid extension, it's the classic baby hippopotamus. Here, I give you this baby hippopotamus, and I'll feed it for the first 3 years, but then after that, well, we'll have to see what happens. No thanks. You take him home, put him in your swimming pool.
I'm glad to hear you support Governor McCrory on that because, you know, everybody doesn't agree, including Chris Christie, which, what's Chris Christie up to up there? I mean, you know, what party is he going to get reelected in is my question at this point.
I don't know, but I heard the price of gasoline is so high, Henry, that they found him rollerblading to work the other day.
I doubt that. Can you imagine Chris Christie on rollerblades?
He could stand rollerblading.
I'm not sure the wheels on those things would hold him.
Yeah.
It was great to see. What else is going on? How's the duck hunting been this year?
The duck hunting was over at the end of January, but we chased them hard, and it wound up very good. And we're going to have duck dinner tonight, as a matter of fact.
All right, Dr. Randy Parker, and your golf tournament's coming up. We're going to be part of your golf tournament again. You do a big golf tournament for the economics department at ECU, and it's one of the great events in town, right?
Well, we're going to have a band. We're going to have a comedian. We're going to have a sushi bar. It's April 26th at the Greenville Country Club, and every dime goes to supporting our students, particularly our financially needy students.
And have you got any teams available? What is going on? These guys are handing me a new microphone. Are we having some technical issues?
Patrick is saying back at the station you sound a little muffled, so we're going to change microphones.
I'm always muffled, Patrick. Are there any teams available for the big golf tournament?
Everyone is welcome. All you have to do is get a hold of me at parkerr@ecu.edu, and I'll hook you up.
You got any big speaking engagements coming up? Any national speaking stuff happening?
I just came back from Santa Fe on Monday. I gave a speech to 20 CEOs from the hardware industry. So I'm always looking to do more of that.
Great to see you, Randy.
Thank you, Henry. You too. Hi, Trent.
Dr. P.
Good seeing you.
Dr. Randy Parker, one of our favorite folks here in Greenville.
Indeed.
All right, 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. You say it's 34 degrees. We're going to have sunshine today and 55. We are live at Krispy Kreme. And got free donuts for you this morning. Boy, we had a big crowd right in the door there, didn't we? A lot of our friends sure stopping by here at 7 o'clock this morning.
That's how you came out of the gates. That's a strong start for the show.
Yeah, it is. A lot of guests throughout the show this morning, so come on by and be a part of it and get a free Oreo donut this morning. 52 the high today. Tonight, really cold tonight, 29. Tomorrow is going to be the perfect day. I was really hoping that we'd have, what did I say? I said sunshine and 50 would be perfect for the home show.
Got it.
And that's exactly what it's going to be tomorrow. Sunshine might get to 52. I saw a Jim Howard's map this morning, said 49. And then Sunday, sunshine and 52. And then about the same thing on Monday. 34 degrees to start the day. Beautiful blue sky here downtown Greenville this morning. We're at the corner of Cotanch and 10th Street at Krispy Kreme. Let's check some sports headlines now. The ECU women were on national TV last night, McGee, and looked like a pretty – you know, I have to admit, I didn't go. I had a lot going on last night. But I flipped it on and watched on CBS College Sports, and good turnout last night for the the cancer game, the Pirate, the breast cancer support game. The Lady Pirates wore their pink uniforms, which looked great on high definition on CBS College Sports last night. And a milestone last night, they got their 20th win. Congratulations to East Carolina's women. Here's McGee on sports.
Yeah, that was a big win for Heather Macy and her bunch last night, moving to 20-7 on the season, 10-4 now in Conference USA, after edging UAB 53-52. Celeste Stewart had a key three-point shot with about a minute and 10 seconds to go to break a 48-all tie in that game. Again, ECU with the win, 53-52, knocking off UAB and improving to 20-7. Having one heck of a season. Now, the men return to action. Big game for the Pirates tomorrow night on the road at Southern Miss. 8 o'clock tip-off in Hattiesburg. The Pirates are 10-6, 16-10, that is, overall 7-6 in Conference USA. And have a chance, if a couple of others lose, obviously, to move into third place in Conference USA. Game tip-off in Hattiesburg set for 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Another upset last night in college basketball. Number 3 Duke fell to Virginia, 73-68. The Cavaliers' first win over a top-5 team since 2002. Seth Curry led Duke with 28 points, most of those coming, though, in the second half. For the Blue Devils, who dropped to 24-4, Virginia improves to 20-8, 10-5 in the ACC. The last top-5 team Virginia beat was Duke back in 2002. And North Carolina did something that many didn't think they would actually do this season. That reached the 20-win mark. They knocked off Clemson 68-59. Four Tar Heels hit double-figure scoring, led by Dexter Strickland, 16 points. The Tar Heels moved to 20-8, 10-5 in the ACC, tying them with Virginia. And, of course, that big matchup this weekend, Duke and Miami in Durham. And on the diamond this afternoon, ECU in action in Game 1 of a 3-game set with the Red Storm of St. John's, and Pirates certainly needed to win on the diamond after falling to Liberty on Wednesday night, 14-4. ECU back in action, 3-4 on the season. This afternoon's first pitch set for 5 o'clock, tomorrow's first pitch 2 o'clock, and Sunday's finale, series finale set for 1 o'clock, all inside Clark McClure Stadium here in Greenville. Hen?
All right, very good. It's 7:30 right now. A lot going on this weekend. There's a big big event tomorrow that includes a lot of the different charity organizations in town, including the Salvation Army. Mandy Stewart, our buddy, is going to be stopping by to talk about that this morning. Also, our friends from Delcor, who are are part of the Big Home Fest show tomorrow at the Convention Center, are going to stop by this morning. Larry Osborne, I think, is going to be here. Some of his folks from Delcor Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating and air guys here in town, and they've got a big golf tournament coming up as a cancer fundraiser. So a lot to get to this morning, including more talk about Home Fest 13 and the big kitchen remodeling project giveaway tomorrow. I'm looking over the diagram in the newspaper this morning. By the way, if you want to see it, it's on page A3 of the Daily Reflector. It's on the first section, third page, A3 of the Daily Reflector this morning. There's going to be I'll just read down some of the exhibitors. There's a whole diagram of the exhibitors for tomorrow's show here that they'll have window replacement windows from people like the Window Gang. You'll see construction people that can talk to you about remodeling your home. Our friend Jason Pear will be there from Pear Electronics talking about home electronics and home entertainment systems and things like that. Awnings and neon fence companies will be there. Exterior companies, people who can talk to you about getting, you know, a Care Master. I know they do disaster restoration and carpet cleaning and things like that. Even the ECU construction management guys will be there. But kitchen cabinets, tops, new bathrooms, sunrooms, you name it, tomorrow at HomeFest 13 in the Convention Center in Greenville. And that is going on tomorrow from 9 to 5 in the Convention Center. We're going to be in the Convention Center all day today setting up for the show. And we'll be there tomorrow, of course, live for the show, the big kitchen giveaway tomorrow at about 4. But then next week, we'll be there for the Eastern North Carolina Boat Show. Kevin Paramore is here. Kevin Paramore from Overton's is here. Did you get all Oreo donut cookies? Oh, you got an assortment, didn't you? Are you guys ready for the boat show? It's coming up next week?
Yeah, you know what? I guess you guys are camping out at the convention center. Is that right?
I think we're going to be there a lot in the next few weeks, actually. Is the boat show going to be good this year? I know the economy's bouncing back. I'm hearing people talking about buying boats. Next week, you can see them all under one roof, right?
That's right. We did Raleigh a couple weeks ago, and it was phenomenal. So looking forward to next weekend.
How many dealers and how many boats are we going to have in Greenville next weekend at the show?
You ask me that every year, and, you know, I make up a number, so I don't know. Let's go with like 100 boats, but there's nowhere close to me.
It's one of those interviewer questions, you know. See, I must have it registered in my mind to ask you the same questions every year. We're looking forward to being there. And we'll be live at the Convention Center next Friday morning to promote the boat show. All right, 7:33. Let's get a break in. We are live at Krispy Kreme. Good crowd out this morning. It's a beautiful morning. Come on down and join us. Some of the best coffee you'll ever taste. I got a hot cup of it right here. Love that Krispy Kreme coffee. A lot of great donut promotions going on. If you come in this morning while we're on the air and say you're listening to Talk of the Town, just go to the counter. They will give you a free donut this morning, one of the Oreo donuts, which they are promoting. And don't forget the milk promotion today, too. If you come in this morning and buy a regular-priced milk, you'll get a free glazed donut. So you can get free donuts this morning if you come join us while we're on the air here at Talk of the Town at Krispy Kreme. 26 now in front of 8. We'll be right back.
Shop Greenville's newest full-line pool store, Pool Pro. With over 30 years of experience, Pool Pro specializes in vinyl liner replacements, in-ground and above-ground pools, and spas, and features the Hayward Gold Line salt systems, Carolina spas, liners, chemicals, supplies, and service. Receive a free water analysis or call for a free in-home estimate. Pool Pro of Greenville, Evans Street behind Overton's, online at greenvillepoolpro.com or call 561-POOL. That's 561-7665.
Morning, sir. I just need your signature on this. Sir, is that a bank teller in your office?
Sure is. I was making a lot of trips to the bank, so I hired Sally here to save time. Sally, I'd like to deposit this check, please.
Okie dokie. You're all set here, Mr. Wagner. Oh, and here's your sucker.
Wow. She even has suckers?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Tutti Frutti, my favorite.
You know East Carolina Bank lets you deposit checks right from your own office.
Really?
Yeah. It's all part of their business lending and cash management services. Perfect for managing cash flow, debt reduction, payroll, and borrowing money. Great for agribusiness, too.
Fantastic. Sally, I guess we don't need you anymore.
Oh.
Oh, but one more Tutti Frutti before you go.
Okay.
That is so good.
Visit myecb.com or stop by an office to learn more. And in case you're wondering, yes, we have lollipops. East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC.
Having a piece of jewelry custom designed for someone you love is a uniquely romantic idea, is it not?
We think so. That's why Bailey's Fine Jewelry is all set up to make it happen.
So this is your official invite to stop by Bailey's in the Lindale Shops on Thursday, March 7th to meet one of our award-winning master craftsmen.
The first step is to map out your idea. From that point, we can do a traditional wax carving and build your dream piece by hand.
Or we can create a computer rendering and machine it with cutting-edge computer-aided design and manufacturing equipment.
Either way, the finished product is a one-of-a-kind testament to your love.
But you don't have to create something something entirely from scratch. You can also have a piece of jewelry you already own restored to its former glory.
Or turn it into something completely new. Anything is possible at Bailey's Fine Jewelry.
This fun and affordable custom design event occurs Thursday, March 7th at Bailey's Fine Jewelry in the Lindale Shops.
Every woman wants a Bailey box.
One passion, one nation. Pirate basketball with conference play underway. Join the ECU women against UAB on Thursday night at 7. It's the Play for K game with free admission when you wear pink. Then Sunday, it's senior day as the women play the Memphis Tigers at 1 p.m. Join us courtside at Williams Arena at Menchie's Coliseum. Get your tickets now at ecupirates.com.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Out the door this morning. Time now just past 35 past the hour. Temperature 34 degrees. These are your latest news headlines from WITN, WITN.com. I'm Matt Engelbrecht. A 16-year-old charged with killing a paraplegic man back in 2010 has pled guilty to all charges after two of his accomplices took a deal to testify against him. Now 19 years old, Arturo Lopez Perez took the deal Thursday morning in Beaufort County, but not for a lesser charge. He'll be sentenced on first-degree murder, armed robbery, first-degree arson, burglary, and larceny at a later date. Lopez Perez killed 53-year-old Leonard Wilson III, a paraplegic man who authorities say mentioned the young man. Wilson's body was found in his home on South Main Street October 7th in Bath. He had died from blunt force trauma to the head. Two Craven County men are charged with breaking into more than 40 homes, stealing jewelry, then pawning it off. Gregory Hamilton and Calvin Dawson are both accused of breaking into homes in the Trent Woods, Craven County, and New Bern areas. The DA says the two broke into the house and stole the jewelry between September and December of last year. Hamilton was already in custody. The DA says Dawson made arrangements to surrender. And finally, we're gathering details of a three-vehicle wreck in Greenville overnight. It happened just after 1 a.m. at the intersection of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard, which is typically a busy intersection in the city. Traffic was rerouted for a short time as crews worked to clean up the wreck. No word yet on injuries or what caused the crash. We've put a call into Greenville Police, and we'll let you know. The latest on that can be found on WITN as well as WITN.com. I'm Matt Engelbrecht.
103.7 WTIB weather.
Sunshine today. It's going to be a nice day. We're looking for a high temperature around 55 degrees. Pretty good to start March 1st. And then some clouds this evening, giving way to mainly clear skies overnight. Overnight low 31. And then sunny along with a few clouds on Saturday with a high temperature of 52. And then sunshine on Sunday and temperatures around 52 degrees. And on Monday, same thing. Temperature 34 degrees. Cold out there, but clear. Very clear morning. And does daylight savings time start this weekend? But you can tell when it's just sunny at 7:40 in the morning and we come to work. Yeah, but it's not going to last. But you'll get the sunshine in the afternoon. Jennifer Little is here, the host of Greenville Grapevine on our sister station, Star 94.3. She's been very involved in putting together tomorrow's big show at the Greenville Convention Center, Home Fest 13. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hi, happy Home Fest.
Yes. Happy Sequester Day. Happy Doomsday.
No, that was happy Home Fest. Yes, that's happier. We're excited about it. I hope a lot of people come out. Lots of great vendors and exhibitors out there tomorrow. Lots of great shows for people to learn stuff about bird watching, cooking, master gardeners. You know, I'm excited about that because our soil or something is wrong. All of our bushes are dying, so I can ask them about it.
Yeah. Get some advice. You have a brown thumb?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow would be the day. There's a diagram on page A3 of the Daily Reflector this morning. I wanted you to talk about some of the seminars that are going to be going on. Obviously, you can see on the diagram in the paper today the diagram for the exhibits, and there are something. I think I was told yesterday 87 exhibits, something like that. So when you come into the convention center, there will be 87. I was told that the Fayetteville home show was last week, and it was something like 42 exhibits. So this is going to be a much larger home show than Fayetteville had. And it's going to be a lot of fun at the convention center tomorrow. But not only the big kitchen remodeling project giveaway at 4 o'clock tomorrow with our Greenville Grapevine girls on stage, but there are going to be a lot of different seminars tomorrow. Talk about the different seminars that will be on stage during the program tomorrow starting in the morning.
Well, starting out at 9:15 for you early birds, no pun intended, we have the Wild Birds Unlimited, Debbie Statz, who will be talking about backyard bird feeding and different ways to attract birds to your yard. So a lot of people are into that. And then 10 o'clock, we will have the Pitt County Master Gardeners. Like I said earlier, if you have some questions, they're going to do a little presentation about gardening and things like that. Representative from the Master Gardeners program will be out there in the middle of the convention center with their booth and taking your questions or giving you some advice about gardening and all that good stuff and landscaping. And then this is exciting. Chef Mike Santos will is a personal chef and caterer, be giving a demonstration on cooking. And then the builders and building forum.
Do we get to eat Mike's food, by the way? Because Mike can cook.
Well, I was hoping so. I mean, what the heck? You're going to have free food out there. Daltridge Patio and Hearth Shop will be outside grilling. So some of you grillers that might have...
They're going to be out front of the convention center?
Mm-hmm, grilling, yes. So if you have any, you know, Father's Day is just around the corner. So anybody want to grill or anything like that for a gift or Mother's Day?
Did Mother's Day before Father's Day? That was a sexist comment.
Well, okay, you mothers that are grillers, come on out and find a grill for yourself. But the Builders and Building Forum, Robert, Privet, Mike Brown, North Carolina licensed, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of stuff to read here. But anyway, you can... get some answers to about building and building inspecting and things like that. And then Energy Forum, our man from GUC and others, Andy Yockum won't be there, but I think he's assigned somebody to be there to talk about energy efficiency in your home, whether it's your appliances, whether it's just everyday living and ways to save at your home.
I have a question for them. I have a question for the energy guys, because you remember we had a squirrel in my attic?
Did he ruin the wiring?
Well, I don't know about the wiring, but he tore up all the insulation. But the insulation is there, yeah. But it's just all mangled and stuff now. And
they were meaty. That's what they were doing. They were meaty.
Ooh, don't say that. But my question for the energy guys is: should we actually replace all the insulation?
I'm not an energy efficient.
I know, I'm going to ask that.
But I would say yes.
But, I mean, it's still there. It's just all kind of mangled and stuff.
Well, you know it's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's got squirrel meat on it.
I'm not planning to eat in there. I just want to make sure it keeps my home insulated.
I would say yes.
Okay, well, then I'll have a question. Then I'm going to have a question for the insurance experts that will be there tomorrow. Can I claim that? Can I claim an insurance claim on that?
I don't know the answer to that. You go for it if you want to. But I don't know the answer to that. Call you, man. And then 2 o'clock, the chef Brandon Qualls, who's from the Village Wood-Fired Kitchen and Bar, which is actually the Hill. And let's see. And then the big drink, Judy Morgan and a group of designers in town. I think she's recruited a few. They aren't really doing a presentation, but if you come up, bring some of your carpet samples or if you've got some paint samples or something like that that you want to try to get some advice on decorating,
yeah.
Color matching, maybe bring a picture of your home or your living room or whatever, and you have some questions about where to placement of furniture and stuff like that, Judy and her team will be up there and can help you with some of those questions. So,
by the way, I got to stop you for just 1 second because our artist has arrived. When we go out on location on Friday mornings, Stephen, who is a local artist, shows up and draws. He paints us. He does drawings as freehand sketches of us. Look, now he's running. But look, here's the thing. Steve, I never ask anything. Can I just ask one real quick? Because every time, exactly, he's already pointing to my chin. I was like, I've lost 20 pounds. Can we get a little bit of the chin off of your sketches of me, please? Every Friday morning, he hands me the sketch that he does of us while we're on location. And when he hands me the sketch, I look at it and I go, oh, my God, is my neck really that huge? Can we sequester my neck a little bit now that it's a little smaller? Max Joyner and I have been in a race to see who can get the biggest neck in Greenville.
If he clumps me up, I'm going after him.
I was going to say. Who are you sketching this morning, myself or Jennifer?
Jennifer. She says, Jesus. I'm telling you, but look, dude, I'm checking that photo out, that picture out before it goes out anywhere. You better be careful. Yeah. Get this side. My hair's better over here. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So back to tomorrow's festivities. You were in the
middle
of
it. Okay. I talked about Judy Morgan and the design team that she's bringing to come out there. And then what everybody's been built up to talk about and everything else, the big Dream Kitchen giveaway at 4 o'clock. The Greenville Grapevine girls will be out there kind of sporadically all day. And then the build-up, the big day. Somebody's going to win
now, the question
a kitchen
that I've had
remodeling
is,
project.
I was told that there will be some preliminary winners, right? I know there are going to be some preliminary smaller prizes leading up to that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what I was told.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you go? Dylan is working on it.
We got something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be t-shirts.
It could be. It could be. There's something we're giving
away. There will be some preliminary winners. Yeah. And then at 4 o'clock, the big drawing, and we need to tell everybody who's qualified.
They have to be there.
You must be present to win. If we draw your name
and you are not
in the building,
we are going to boo you.
We're going to the next name?
We are. And you will get booed if you're not there on the radio.
But the other thing, too, is that, they need to be in the convention center by 3 o'clock.
Sure, they need to get checked
in. They need to register.
Yeah, they need to get registered and just go to the front door. Your name will be on a list. And then everybody has time to walk around and enjoy all the exhibitors and all the good stuff that's going to be there at the show. Bring your family, bring your friends. And that doesn't mean you just have to be there at 3 o'clock. You can come all day and enjoy all the activities and all the seminars and all those things. So there's just a lot going on. There's something for everybody in this show. It's a really well thought out show to provide information about your home and garden for all of Pitt County and beyond.
It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. Tomorrow, 9 to 5, doors will open here at the convention center at 9 tomorrow morning. And again, everything, all the exhibitors, everything from we literally have several people who are there that are going to be talking about that'll have exhibit booths to talk about remodeling your bathrooms.
Yep.
See, Rebath is going to be there. I believe Brighton's is going to be there.
Aspen Tops
for your kitchen counters. The Terminix people, if you need to sign up to get your home checked out, our friends from Coon Homes are going to be there. We mentioned Tap Premium.
Ferguson's.
Built Homes are going to be there. Even liquid waste hauling.
That's right. Well, you know what? When people have construction at their home,
yeah,
either whether you're building or remodeling, a lot of times that's required. So it's really a great idea. You can come by and talk to Jim and at Jim with Liquid Waste, and they will help. Greenville Awning and Neon. This is a perfect time. You know how the back of your house could be facing the sun when it comes up. If you want an awning or something like that, you can get one of those.
How about a hot tub?
Hot tub. Loving a hot tub.
Can I get a hot tub?
Yeah, Keith Bishop and his guys will be out there tomorrow. You mentioned the Daltrich Patio and Hearth Shop, mm-hmm, folks.
Carpet
we'll
Design Center
there,
for carpet.
All the latest, everything for your home,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Seriously.
Appliances.
I can't think of anything we haven't covered.
Appliances from Ferguson, mm-hmm, tomorrow, yep, and it's just going to be neat.
It is going to be. Okay, I got a bone to pick with you.
Of course.
Of course. Here we go. The picture that you posted on Facebook about the 103.7 new van.
Yes.
We have another station called 94.3.
Well, I was going to do that later, but I mean,
people
out
here
right
then,
now.
And then I drive up, and they've got the van parked where you can only see 103.7.
I heard you were upset that the Greenville
Grapevine. And the Greenville Grapevine girls are not on
the
there.
The Talk of the Town's not on there.
Well, that's okay.
Are you becoming a diva?
Yeah.
Are you becoming a diva?
Go pose in the back, and I'm going to shout at you right now.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do? Promote the radio station? Promote you?
No, I just want a little grape on there. Just a little grape. Greenville grape.
Well, go out there with Imagine Marker and put Jennifer with you.
No, grapevine. Greenville grapevine.
We actually, on the original design, had the Greenville grapevine on there.
Uh-oh.
And they also had my picture on the other side.
Oh, no, I didn't want pictures.
I vetoed both of those.
I did not want pictures.
I vetoed both of them. You have to be careful. It's just like billboards. When people do, and we've got this huge van. It's bigger than like a little step van. It's a huge van.
It is.
And so, it's like people who do outdoor advertising billboards, they put too much on it, and it becomes ineffective as advertising. Let me just say this. I don't want you to buy outdoor advertising. I want you to buy radio advertising. But if you do buy billboards, one thing that people don't understand about billboard advertising, and let me ask my graphic artist over here, less is more, right? I'm telling you, on billboards, people try to put too much stuff on it. And that's the same thing for the side of the van. So when Dylan designed the grapevine, that designed the Star 94.3 side of our new van, mm-hmm, he had the Greenville grapevine, he had this, he had that. Blame me, because that's it. It's too busy.
Okay. Well, I was going to blame you anyway.
But we do have Bob and Sherry on there. So
no, it looks really, really cool. It's very, very cool. So when you see it fly, it does look like the flag is waving in the wind. Yeah. It looks really cool.
We put an American flag on our.
It looks
on
neat.
Our, and
it
by
does.
The way, that was my idea, and it turned out to be a good idea.
It was really, it looks really good.
I have a good
so
idea.
Come by Krispy Kreme and see both sides of the van. How about
exactly.
that?
It's right out front this morning. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
And
come
by
out
the
to
way,
the home show.
Greenville Grapevine Girls will be live today.
Today at 5.
Now, the convention center is not open today, but we're going to be live over there today because the we've got all our exhibitors setting up and that kind of thing. And you guys are going to be over there talking to some exhibitors today.
That's right.
Promoting the program.
And then all day tomorrow. So come by. You might even get on the radio. How about that?
All right. Tomorrow, 9 to 5, Greenville Convention Center. It's Home Fest 13. All right. Let's get a break in. We're coming back. We got more things to talk about. A lot of stuff happening in the community this weekend, and we want to promote some of those other things going on as well. Looks like the weather's going to be good for it the first weekend of March. We'll be back. We're talking the 10 on location at Krispy Kreme again. If you come in before 9 o'clock and say you're listening to us on the radio, you'll get a free Oreo donut this morning. We'll be right back.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our Limbo Mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Walking into Confection Connection Dessertery is like walking into Grandma's kitchen. The delicious aroma of coffee, cupcakes, cookies, and cinnamon buns, plus that blueberry cobbler warms the heart. Confection Connection on Red Banks Road serves fresh homemade sweets, grab-and-go lunchboxes with chicken salad, pimento cheese, pastrami sandwiches, and salads. Confection Connection offers free Wi-Fi and a private room for business meetings, parties, and clubs. For the love of sweets, stop by Confection Connection on Red Banks Road.
I'm with Michael Overton from Coldwell Banker Commercial, Coastal Mark, here in Eastern North Carolina. Michael, tell folks what you do.
Well, Coldwell Banker Commercial is one of the largest commercial real estate firms in the world, but we are firmly established here in Eastern North Carolina.
And so what you do is leasing and commercial sales, meaning if I've got a shopping center or a building I need leased or sold, I come to you.
That's correct. And it's not just shopping centers and buildings. We do commercial real estate of all types, including multifamily units.
In fact, you have a management division.
We do. We have Coastal Rivers Property Management with offices in Greenville, New Bern, and Washington, and currently manage commercial single-family homes and multifamily units.
Michael, your family name has been synonymous with success in business for a long time in Eastern Carolina.
It has. My dad built a large company with Overton's. I'm very proud of his accomplishments. And one of the things he taught me there was customer service. It takes 10 years to get a customer and 10 seconds to lose one, so that's definitely one of our focuses.
How do people contact you?
252-355-5220 or on the web at cbccoastalmark.com.
Hi, this is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. We are excited to announce that 15-year mortgage veteran Joanne Weir has joined our team at D&J Gateway Mortgage. Joanne is a Pitt County native and is a seasoned mortgage lender in the Greenville area.
I'm Joanne Weir, and I'm so excited to be joining Talbot and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. I now have the ability to work with several new loan programs that I've never been able to offer before. I want to thank all of my clients that I have worked with over the past 15 years and invite all of you, as well as those who have not worked with me, to give me a call at 252-565-4379.
30-year fixed interest rates are still at historical lows. Call Talbot Green, Joanne Weir, Katie Strickland, or Jeff Tant at D&J Gateway Mortgage and ask how we can get you a low interest rate with limited money down and closing costs. 252-565-4377. That's 252-565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up on the right side of your radio. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town. Henry Hinton on 103.7 WTIV.
Okay, welcome back. We're on location this morning at Krispy Kreme. It is 7:56. 4 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Talk of the Town brought to you in part this morning by our friend Homer Tire. and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. If you are trying to list your home, if you need to sell your home, it's springtime. Now, March, I'm officially declaring this springtime. Yeah. I guess spring doesn't actually come till about the,
well, what's the word,
21st.
You know, the European model, saying big snow next week. Have you guys seen that? I haven't seen anything about
well,
it.
Well, I'll say this. With the biggest snows we've ever had in Greenville happened in March.
Yeah, saying next
I think
week.
It was about March 7th, March 10th, back in the 80s. We had a snow that I couldn't get out of my driveway for 2 days.
Yeah.
And nice so, I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But anyway, Homer Tire, springtime. And if you want to sell your home, let me give you Homer's telephone number, 758-HOME. It's 758-4663. That's the number for our man, Homer Tire. And, of course, Homer is offering you an opportunity to sell your home immediately with the Homer Tire Guarantee and all of the systematic things that they do with things to try to track leads to your home. And Homer's the man. You got to check him out. He's got a great website, GuaranteedSellNC.com. I talk about him on the show all the time, but you really ought to go to the website and hear what his customers say about him. GuaranteedSellNC.com. The Homer Tire Guarantee, he'll sell your home for you. If he doesn't sell it by the deadline of the price that you wanted to get, he'll buy a home from you guaranteed. In addition to that, of course, you can fire Homer at any time and pay him nothing if you're unhappy, but that hardly ever happens. Call Homer Tire. The number again is 758-4663. That's 758-HOME for the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. All right, 758. I just saw my man Larry Osborne. Oh, speaking of Homer Tire, here he is. Here he is, Homer Tire. Nice tie.
How did you do that?
How are you doing this for?
I mean, look,
I was like right on.
I'm talking about Homer Tire, and all of a sudden, poof, he appears. I'm a magician.
good morning. I just heard about Home Fest. Sounds great this weekend.
You coming out?
I'm going to try to stop by tomorrow. I got to coach baseball, too, but I'm going to get by there.
we were together earlier this week at the Heroes kickoff for the Red Cross and heard Dave Sanderson, the Miracle on the Hudson guy, the last guy to get off the plane. Speak. He was good.
Really good. Really good. You know, he did a phenomenal job. Great story. Definitely a treat to be there.
And you just brought me these tickets for the Gibson Brothers that is coming up. Yeah, we gave these away yesterday on the Genius Quiz, so somebody's going to come out and pick them up today. Have you figured out who the Gibson Brothers are yet?
Bluegrass, they won a Grammy last year. They're the real deal. So I'm not a huge bluegrass fan. I actually had a family member give them to me, and I said, hey, this, somebody find these, they could use them. So
bluegrass is making a comeback. And by the way, I forgot to mention this. I put it on my Facebook page. Did you see the Avett Brothers were on Jimmy Fallon last week?
Yes.
They rocked the house.
Yeah.
Do you know the Avett Brothers, Andrea?
Yeah.
ECU boys. You know, Hank was a suite mate to one of those guys, and now they were on the Grammys not long ago. Good to see you, Homer.
Good to see you, too. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I stopped by because I heard something about some squirrels.
It's 8 o'clock. We got to go to break. We'll be back at Krispy Kreme.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. This was not a nightmare. A man sleeping in his bedroom was swallowed up by a sinkhole that opened up under his house in the middle of the night. ABC's Rob Munoz is in Brandon, Florida, and has spoken to the man's family.
They heard what sounded like a loud car crash, they said, and before they knew it, it's just a black hole in a bedroom. And where that 36-year-old nephew used to be, no more, just a black hole, they said, and they heard him screaming for help. They tried helping him out. They tried digging for him as the floor was collapsing.
The trapped man is presumed dead. Rescue crews say it is still too dangerous to try to go in and get him. The government has arrived at the end of the fiscal cliff, and ABC's Ann Compton says we are going over the edge. Automatic spending cuts will kick in today.
These are the deep cuts in government operations that were never supposed to happen. Domestic programs and the military slashed by up to 13%, eventually days off with no pay for thousands. President Obama signs the sequestration order at some point today after meeting with the four top leaders from Congress. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The process of replacing the Pope has begun. ABC's Tom Rivers is in Rome.
We're now in a period known as the vacant see, the transition between the end of one papacy and the election of a new pope. Cardinals today are being officially summoned to Rome to participate in the conclave, although most are already here. And as part of the tradition of the transition, Benedict's former Vatican apartment has been sealed and won't be reopened until a new pope is elected. On Monday, cardinals will begin formal meetings to set the date for the conclave. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Rome.
Unlike most CEOs who get the axe, Groupon's fired chief isn't bitter. In a memo to staff, he admits he failed to turn the struggling Daily Deal site around. Dennis Rodman has left North Korea before departing. The ex-NBA star called leader Kim Jong-un an awesome guy. This is ABC News.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
The latest video to go viral may have gotten its stars into hot water with the feds. ABC's Karen Chase has the story.
It's a dance craze that's really taken off.
Con lo terrorista.
Members of Colorado College's Extreme Frisbee team leading fellow passengers aboard a Frontier Airlines flight in a rousing rendition of the Harlem Shake for a viral video may be in trouble. The FAA wants to know if they were dancing in the aisles on final approach, when everyone should have been seated and buckled up, and whether the flight crew should have intervened. The instigators may face charges of interfering with a flight crew. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Hawaii is the happiest state in the nation for the fourth year running. That's according to the annual Gallup Healthway survey that ranks physical and emotional well-being, among other things. Second on the list, Colorado, followed by Minnesota, Utah, and Vermont. The unhappiest state, Arkansas. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Hoping you're in a happy state of mind. Temperatures outside warmed up slightly, 38 degrees at this hour. Time now, 8:04. Again, you're set for your Friday. These are the latest news headlines from WITN and WITN.com. I'm Matt Ingbrook. A day in court to determine the ultimate day in court for a couple accused of killing a Kinston mother. Grant Hayes and his current wife, Amanda, are both charged in the murder of Kinston mom, Laura Ackerson. She was the mother of Hayes' two sons and disappeared in July of 2011. Her remains were found in a creek all the way in Texas. The Kinston Free Press reports that there is a hearing slated for today that will determine if the couple will be tried at the same time. We'll, of course, keep you updated and posted. We're gathering details of a three-vehicle wreck in Greenville overnight. It happened just after 1 a.m. at the intersection of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard, which is typically a busy intersection in the city. Traffic was rerouted for a short time as crews worked to clear up the wreck. No word yet on injuries or what caused the crash. We've put a call into Greenville police, and we'll let you know when they get back to us. And finally, a 16-year-old charged with killing a paraplegic man back in 2010 has pled guilty to all charges after two of his accomplices took a deal to testify against him. Now 19-year-old Arturo Lopez Perez took the deal Thursday morning in Beaufort County, but not for a lesser charge. He will be sentenced on first-degree murder, armed robbery, first-degree arson, burglary, and larceny at a later date. Lopez Perez killed 53-year-old Leonard Wilson III, a paraplegic who authorities say mentioned the young man. Wilson's body was found in his home on South Main Street October 7th in Bath. He had died from blunt force trauma to the head. Those are your latest news headlines on WITN and WITN.com. I'm Matt Engelbrecht.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Partly cloudy skies for your Friday with a high of 55 degrees. For tonight, some clouds giving way to clear skies overnight with a low of 31. You're waking up to sunny skies for your Saturday. Maybe a few afternoon clouds, but nothing to be concerned about. A high of 52 degrees for tomorrow. Great day for Home Fest 2013. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 20s.
Sunday, a sunshine-filled day with highs in the low 50s, lows in the upper 20s, so certainly some chilly nights on the way for this weekend. And then Monday, we'll start the week with sunshine, highs back in the low 50s and lows in the upper 20s. Right now it is 36 degrees in Greenville, 34 in Washington. Rocky Mount coming in this morning at 36. Talk of the Town Friday live on location this morning at Krispy Kreme. Stop by for a free cookies and cream and cookies and cake Oreo donut if you come by and see us this morning on this Friday. Talk of the Town.
Hi, Steve Mosley here.
Hi, I'm Barry Knowles.
And we're the Copier Guys.
Ever since we have adopted our new vision to have CopyPro in every office, companies all over eastern North Carolina have been replacing old technology with new color systems from Savin.
Call us today and we'll replace your old black and white system with a color system for the same or less money than your current lease.
If you're listening and CopyPro isn't in your office, then stop wasting your money and call today.
I'm Steve Mosley.
And I'm Barry Knowles, and we want to put CopyPro in your office.
Call 800-682-6558 or on the web at copypro.net.
Use vehicle 740 Beacon with approved credit terms and down payment. Maker offers not combined. Wash supplies. Last see dealer for details.
The Credit Doctor is celebrating Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary sale with $30 down prescriptions. The Credit Doctor wants everyone to drive a Bobby Murray Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Regardless of your past, everyone rides. Regardless of your credit. Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary sale means all you need is $30 down. That's just $30 down. Cars you could drive home in today from $3,000. Choking on your trade? The Credit Doctor will also give you a booster shot up to $6,000 more than it's worth towards the purchase of a Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Come to Bobby Murray Toyota's 30th anniversary $30 down sale on now. Online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
Need a catered event or on-the-fly prepared dinner? Call Rep Express. Rep Express is a catering service and has a private banquet room located on Red Banks Road across the street from the bowling alley. Rep Express specializes in preparing and catering quality food. Best-in-class customer service and guarantees early setup and delivery. Choosing Rep Express means choosing a first-class catered event. Call us at 353-7379. Plan your next event or book the private banquet room for your next meeting or social club at Rep Express.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, welcome in. It's Talk of the Town. Friday morning, we are on location at Krispy Kreme, one of our favorite places. We had a good crowd so far this morning. We're here at 10 after 8, and be here till 9 o'clock. McGee is here. Good morning,
morning.
McGee.
Morning.
Happy March to you. March Madness is beginning. It's beginning right here this morning at Krispy Kreme. Amanda Tilley, our host, is here this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great.
And as always, when we're down here, Amanda's in the giving mood. She's giving away donuts this morning. We've got the Oreo donuts this morning and giving away donuts and some glazed if you buy milk this morning. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, lots going on. We've got two new donuts. They're both Oreo themed. One is an Oreo
cookie and cream filled donut dipped in dark chocolate and then dipped in Oreo crumbles. The other is a chocolate cake that is dipped in the crumbles with a Oreo cream dollop on the top. They're both very, very good. If you're an Oreo fan, I recommend you come by and try one.
And if you buy milk this morning, you get a free donut too, right?
That's right. We also have a milk promotion going on. So whenever you buy milk, you get a free glazed donut. And that promotion goes from today through until the 20th of April. So the milk promotion's going on a long time. If you want to get a free Oreo cookie, come in by 9 o'clock today and say you heard it on Talk of the Town.
All right. So free donuts between now and 9 o'clock. Right here at Krispy Kreme. It's always great to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Anything we need to know?
It's a great time for fundraising. We have a wonderful fundraising program. A lot of groups are getting ready for summer activities or trips and competitions and that kind of thing that takes place.
Church bazaars,
mission trips, all those things. And our fundraiser is a good, easy way to take care of those costs.
How does the fundraising, we talk about the fundraising, how does that work? So you have somebody actually here in charge of the fundraising operation. If people come to you and they want to do a fundraiser with Krispy Kreme, to give us a little bit, how does that actually work?
Sure. You've got a couple of options. The traditional route is just you sell a box of glazed donuts. If you're located close to the shop, we also have certificates that are good for a free glaze. You can sell those certificates, and then whoever buys it from you can just come by at their convenience. A lot of people prefer to get the donuts hot, so that gives them that option.
Yes.
But we suggest that you sell your donuts or certificates in advance. You give us a call at least 48 hours in advance and let us know how much you need, and we'll get you taken care of. The nice thing is it's profitable. You can make over 100% profit on what we charge you. That's very, very profitable.
That's great. Yeah. All right, so if you've got a fundraising need for your civic group or church or Boy Scouts or whatever.
Exactly.
Call them here at Krispy Kreme. Who handles that for you?
That's James Warden.
James does that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we saw James back there this morning. And I saw Junior back there this morning, and I told him to get to work when I got here because he was watching the donuts come up. He said he was making sure the donuts were doing their job.
That's right.
Great to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much.
Always great to be here. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
Take care.
Amanda Tillman.
I will taste test the donut, by the way, for you.
And by the way, the hot light is always on, which is a dirty secret, right? Because in the old days, it wasn't always on, but now it's always on because of the new machine back.
That's right.
The donuts are always hot. All right. Thank you, Amanda. Great to see you, Amanda Tillman, our host here at Krispy Kreme. 14 after, of course, tomorrow is our big Home Fest 13. And we're going to be, the folks from Delcor are going to be a big part of Home Fest tomorrow. And they're going to be here this morning. They'll tell us a little bit about what they're going to be doing tomorrow at Home Fest. But they've also got a big American Cancer Society Relay for Life promotion. So that's coming up as well. Jude is here. Jude, what do you think of the new van out there? You like it? Okay. We have our new van. We have a big American flag on the side of our van.
It looks pretty.
And a huge microphone. The microphone looks a little old. I'm not sure who chose the microphone.
That's a classic mic.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
And a big logo on the side. And so come see our new van. It's right outside this morning at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is going to... Commander, get on over here. Come on over here. Tomorrow is going to be another big event. We mentioned March Madness. How are you? Mandy Stewart from the Salvation Army, one of our favorite people in Greenville. How are you?
Good. Great.
You look
Friday
good
morning.
This morning.
Thank you.
Everything going well with the Salvation Army?
It is going, and it's, you know, we have that downtime right after, you know, Christmas, kind of unwind and catch up on life, and then now it's full steam ahead for the spring, so it's
There's
been
a huge event tomorrow that's going to involve Salvation Army and several other organizations. Called March Madness, right?
March Madness, yes.
Today is March 1st, so we're now having March Madness.
It's crazy.
What is going on? And again, people can a lot of things to do in Greenville tomorrow. I would highly suggest that you go down and check this out because it's going to be down on 3rd Street.
Right.
And then come out to the Home Fest. So while you're out, there's a lot of things to do tomorrow, a lot of activity. Tomorrow's going to be the perfect day. Sunshine, about 50 degrees tomorrow.
Yes. It's going to kick off with the yard sale early in the morning, starting at 7 o'clock to about lunchtime.
Tell us where on 3rd Street?
What 3rd Street Community Center. It used to be the 3rd Street School, and so it's been around, from what I've heard, for a very, very long time. And so the actual address is 600 West 3rd Street. And so we're going to start there, and just it's about 16 acres of land, and we've got the yard sale happening. We've got lunch happening right around, you know, 12-ish, and we've got recreational afternoon with the baseball clinic, which I'm pumped about, and then a basketball tournament. Then closing out with just a community coming together, praying for the community, just worshiping together, and then rolling out for the evening. So.
And all of that starts what time tomorrow morning? Because you can start early with the yard sale.
Yeah,
right?
early, probably about 7 o'clock by the time we get everything set up. So
yeah.
It'll be early start, and then everybody start getting out of bed and coming out probably about 11. So.
What is Serve Greenville? You mentioned that.
Yeah, Serve Greenville is a effort through Integrity Church, which it's just a matter of getting the church together, small groups going out and serving different organizations like the Salvation Army and Third Street Community Center, and just being able to serve them as they serve the community. So it's just an outreach effort for the church.
All right. And again, the Salvation Army, you and the folks down at Salvation Army do such a fabulous job here. And I said this recently because there's another organization here in town and in North Carolina who's had some publicity recently.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, folks, take your old clothes and cash donations to these guys. You know, these are the guys that do the best job of that. And you know, it's a Salvation Army is an organization of high integrity, and you do what you say you're going to do. And there's not people out there, you know, with their hands out trying to siphon off the top and that kind of thing.
Right, and that's that we see it as, you know, everything that we are given and that you guys are given to us as guides, and so we want to make sure that we steward that well because it's not ours. We're just trying to be good managers of it. And
yeah.
So we just want to afford it to the community and those who really need it versus just enabling people to continue to live in the, you know, lifestyle.
And, you know, a lot of people, because some of the other organizations might be a little more convenient to the residential areas,
right,
maybe, a lot of people just, you know, go drop off their old clothes when they're cleaning their closets out and stuff there. But I really hope that people will bring it to the Salvation Army. Is the Dickinson location the best place?
We also have one on Fire Tower now.
Oh,
and
good.
So we've got a location right on Fire Tower by the Daily Grind, that sheet sits over there. And so now we try to give an opportunity for people to give on that side of town as well. So there's two locations. Then we have
one
in Farmville. So if you live in Farmville, find the Farmville store and donate there.
All right, Salvation Army, you guys do a tremendous job. And again, the big March Madness event tomorrow, all the confluence of things that will be going on over there at the 3rd Street Recreation Center. The Serve Greenville group putting that together for the big event tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well.
Hey, it's going to be exciting. The beautiful part is that the community's coming together, churches are coming together, and I think you and I can agree that when churches come together and organizations come together, there's going to be something good happening.
No doubt about it.
It's going to be neat.
Did you get your free Oreo cookie?
I haven't got that yet, but I've got it on the list. Yeah. Where do you get that from?
Right back behind me.
Okay,
there.
I'll make that next time.
Go get one and come sit right there and let me watch you eat it because I can't have one. I would at least like to watch someone eat one since I don't get to. All right, good to see you.
Okay, you too. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mandy.
Yeah.
It's great to see you.
All right.
Thanks for all you do with Salvation Army. All right, good to see you. Mandy Stewart, 19 after. You can go if you want. Yeah, you're good. You're good. McGee is here. Let's talk about some other things going on in the community this weekend. First of all, we had sports a minute ago. We got to say congratulations to Heather Macy and the women's basketball team for getting their 20th win last night. Also, we need to mention baseball today.
Yep.
It's going to be a little chilly out there, but I think it'll be okay. The temperature's around 55 for a high today. It's going to be cold tonight, so bring a blanket tonight and come out to the game. What time is baseball?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, first pitch today.
5 o'clock today, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Who they got today?
St. John's.
Well, the St. John's guys will be right at home in the cold weather, right?
Yeah, they will be. Actually, it's probably a lot cooler up in New York than it's here right now, so they'll probably, you know, be looking forward to getting here and getting some sunshine.
Pirates need a win.
They win bad.
They won three last weekend, but these midweek games are kicking their butts a little bit.
They really are, and it's not so much losing the game. They've been getting beat pretty handily and getting out hit and just out pitched, and they got to get that together this weekend. St. John's, I think, presents a good opportunity for the Pirates to take at least two in this series. I like the chances.
So 5 o'clock today. What kind of game time is tomorrow in this?
2 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
All right. So a lot going on in town this weekend.
Yes.
Come on out and be a part of it. Again, we are live at Krispy Kreme this morning.
Great win last night for the Lady Pirates, too.
That was really good. You know what? I haven't been out to a women's game this year, but I need to do it and support Heather because they're playing great. And last night they wore the pink uniforms as part of the
Play for K initiative.
K Yao, of course, who died of breast cancer, the NC State legend.
Yep.
And that game was on national television on CBS College Sports. The ECU women's game, and I was proud of us last night, even though I wasn't there and I didn't do my part, doggone it, but had too much going on to get over there last night. But there was a good crowd there for the women's game last night, and we looked good the arena looked great on national TV, and the pink uniforms with the purple letters and numbers on it looked awesome on high definition television. Did you see that?
It looked awesome. Yeah. Yeah, close to 1,700 maybe a total attendance last night, which is a great crowd. People forget KU went to ECU. You always hear KU's name and you think NC State, you know, great basketball coach, but she went to school here, so it's great that we're, you know, ECU.
So did her sister.
And Debbie out.
We don't. We tend to want to forget that part.
Yeah, at times. At times.
We're not, it's okay that Debbie Yao does not claim East Carolina, because we don't claim her.
Yeah.
All right, so East Carolina and a great win last night over UAB, and it's 20 wins for the women's basketball program. Kind of conjures up memories of the old Kathy Andruzzi days here.
Yeah, now 20-7 and 10-4 in Conference USA. So the Pirates making some noise. And Heather Macy, after really struggling early on, has really bounced back and had a great season.
Well, I mean, she's just her third season.
So yeah,
I mean, the third year in any new coach's career at a new school, that's the year you really have to look at and see. Because, you know, the first 2 years are usually getting your people in place, letting them learn your systems, and look, she's done an amazing job. But East Carolina women were picked 11th in Conference USA, and right now they're in second place.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
And with 20 wins, that's pretty darn good.
That's amazing.
So we'll see what happens when the NCAA March Madness begins for women's play, and maybe East Carolina can make a little noise.
Yeah, Pirates will definitely be in the women's.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, Talk of the Town brought to you in part this morning by Suddenlink. It's March, so there's some new they've just announced new video on demand movies for Suddenlink. Listen to what's coming to video on demand. Again, the video on demand normally gets these movies 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. Listen to what's coming in March on video on demand. We heard so much about Life of Pi and the Oscars on Sunday night. Have you seen that, Andre? Is it good? It's depressing, but it's good. But the cinematography is beautiful. That is coming in March to video on demand on March the 12th, 28 full days ahead of Netflix and Redbox. Also, The Hobbit coming on the 19th, Les Miserables coming on the 22nd, and on the 26th of March, 28 days before Netflix or Redbox, on video on demand on Suddenlink, Lincoln.
Looking forward to that. You've seen that.
I have seen it. Also, if you're a Twilight fan, the Twilight Saga begins tomorrow night. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 debuts on Video On Demand tomorrow. And The Master, which is Joaquin Phoenix's movie comeback. What is that? Is that supposed to be good? That's already on, so you can rent that this weekend. So this weekend you can either rent Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 or The Master. And again, coming in March, The Life of Pi, The Hobbit, Les Miserables, Lincoln, all that coming up. And a check on video, not only video on demand, but Suddenlink's triple play, their triple play options. Here's the offer for the month of March. Free installation on all triple play bundles from Suddenlink. You get SL200 HD TV, internet, and home phone bundles as low as $70 a month. And don't forget, if you've got a dish, if you dump the dish, you'll get $300 in savings when you sign up for Suddenlink. Call them today, 1-866-432-1184, 866-432-1184, or visit Suddenlink.com to get hooked up today. Again, we are live at Krispy Kreme this morning. Here's the offer this morning, if you're listening. Come on by Krispy Kreme between now and 9. You've got 35 minutes to get here. They've got two exciting new donuts made with Oreo cookies, and if you come in and say you're listening, you get one for free this morning, a free donut just for coming in and listening, and if you buy milk this morning, you get a free glazed donut. That's actually going on through April 21st. When you come to Krispy Kreme, purchase a regular milk, you get a free glazed donut. What's better than cookies and milk? Donuts.
Nothing.
Donuts and milk.
Nothing.
Oreo cookies, donuts, and milk. So this morning, the two Oreo donuts, the cookies and cream donut filled with a blend of Oreo-flavored cream, topped with dark chocolate icing and Oreo cookie pieces inside a donut. That's got to be awesome. Where's Mandy? I wanted to watch her eat her donut. She's gone. The cookies and cream donut traditional chocolate cake donut infused with Oreo cookies topped with a white icing, a blend of Oreo-flavored cream, and Oreo cookie pieces. They're free this morning, right now, if you come in to Krispy Kreme and say you're listening between now and 9 o'clock. All right, let's take a break and come back. When we come back, the guys from Delcor are here. We're going to talk about the upcoming American Cancer Society Relay for Life golf tournament being sponsored by our friends from Delcor, who are also part of Home Fest 13 tomorrow. So we will take a break and come back, and we'll talk about that. Stay with us. More Talk of the Town Friday on the way, live on location from Krispy Kreme this morning. Be right back.
Offering cutting-edge technology and lighting design, you can create the environment that suits your living style by shopping with the staff at Lighting by Design on Fire Tower Road. With unlimited choices in the 11,000-square-foot showroom, the design team will help you choose chandeliers, sconces, table lamps, ceiling fans, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, mirrors, and accessories to complement your home or office. From contemporary to traditional, your lighting options are endless at Lighting by Design Showroom, located on Fire Tower Road.
Running low on gas? Don't wait too late. Is your stomach growling for a snack or the kids screaming, gotta go right now? Duck through gas stations and food stores located through Eastern North Carolina have gas, snacks, groceries, drinks, and clean restrooms so you can make one convenient stop. Providing quality Shell gas, clean food stores, and restrooms, Duck Through is Eastern North Carolina owned and operated. Keep the car and the family filled up by stopping in a Duck Through gas station and food store near you.
Building a home? If you want the top quality, then you want to call TAB Premium Built Homes. It's the same TAB that built Nicholas Sparks' home in New Bern. But TAB builds homes of all sizes all over Eastern Carolina. Just last year, TAB won first place in the custom home category of the Greenville Parade of Homes. And speaking of Nicholas Sparks, here he is to tell you why he chose TAB.
For me, you know, it was the reputation of the quality of the homes that were built, as well as the longevity. But also, I really wanted someone with the, the know-how and the ability to bring together a large crew and manage that crew, because we didn't want to be building the house for a long time, and there was really only one builder that met that criteria, and that was TAB Premium Built Homes.
Golfer Curtis Strange also reached out to TAB Premium Built Homes when he and his wife recently built in Moorhead City.
We chose TAB Premium Homes because, to me, it was very simple, reputation and recommendation. We asked a lot of people. We always seem to be coming back to TAB Premium Homes.
Visit TAB online at tabpremiumbuilthomes.com.
Do you need a primary care physician? Greenville Express Care is pleased to announce that Dr. Don Ribeiro is now accepting new patients at his Greenville office. Dr. Ribeiro has been taking care of the fine citizens in Pitt County for over 20 years. He will also see patients with acute care issues such as sore throat, ear infections, and flu. We also treat minor injuries such as sprains and fractures to include on-site x-rays. Walk-ins are welcome, and you will typically be seen within 30 minutes of arrival. Call us at 413-0720 or come see us at 613 South Memorial Drive, located beside HealthWise Pharmacy in Greenville.
Computers, what would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple-authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or UniversityPCCare.com.
Well, we always figured he'd be a doctor or a lawyer.
He's a deadbeat, Martha.
He's been called the host only a mother could love. Here's Henry Hinton on 103.7 WTIB.
Okay, welcome back. We're on location this morning at Krispy Kreme, and we are talking about all sorts of stuff. Home Fest 13 is tomorrow, and we've got some other upcoming things. And now I'm the thorn between two beautiful roses because we've got two young ladies who've joined me here. Jennifer Serino. See, I knew I was going to mess it up. Jennifer Serino, who is our friend from Delcor here in town, and also Caroline Smithwick, who works with the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Great.
Good
How
to
are
see you?
You
guys doing okay?
Yes, sir. Thank
you. We're going to talk about the golf tournament that's coming up to promote American Cancer Society, raise money for Relay for Life. But Jennifer, we got Larry here, of course, from Larry Osborne, our friend from Delcor. You guys are part of HomeFest 13 tomorrow, and we're excited about that. Are you guys ready for tomorrow?
We are. We're
going to see you over at the convention.
Thank you for having
us. I'm looking in the newspaper here to see. You guys will be in booth number 59 tomorrow. And you're also going to have a booth to talk about the golf tournament tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. And for folks who don't, if people see Delcor and they know what Delcor is, and Delcor's been around forever with the Osbournes, but you guys are heating and air contractors
and plumbing.
And plumbing. And so all that kind of stuff is available if you call Delcor.
Yes.
And
yep.
Tomorrow you can come by and talk to you guys. Are you going to be in the booth tomorrow?
I will.
All right.
I'll be there.
Is Larry going to be there? Are you golfing tomorrow, Larry?
I'll be there. You're
going to be? All right. But so it's great to have you all be a part of that. But you guys have now for, how many years have you done this golf tournament for American Cancer?
This year is our second annual.
All right.
It's our second annual. Last year we raised over $27,000.
That's pretty amazing.
We're pretty proud of that.
Now why does Delcor get involved with an event like this?
We just wanted to make sure that, you know, the community has been grateful to us, so we just wanted to make sure that we were giving back to our community at the same time. Benefiting such a great cause that has touched so many people any way that they possibly can. So.
And it's been a, of course, Relay for Life's a big deal in Pitt County, always has been, which we'll talk to Caroline about in a minute. But this is a huge golf tournament. It was a real success last year, and you're hoping to carry it to a new level this year, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've raised the bar, and we hope that everybody involved will help us meet that goal.
What's the date this year?
May 7th at the Greenville Country Club.
So it's going to be a Greenville Country Club this year, and all benefits Relay for Life. Let me bring Caroline in. Caroline Smithwick is with Relay for Life, the American Cancer Society. And Caroline, it's nice to see you. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Thank you.
Talk about the local chapter of the American Cancer Society and Relay. People may not know what Relay for Life is, but that's one of the names that you've given the fundraising efforts here, right?
Yes. Relay for Life is a program through the American Cancer Society, and what it is it's a 24-hour fundraiser, but we raise money all year long. It's 24-hour. We walk around the track. The whole theme is cancer doesn't sleep, so neither do we. We go constantly for 24 hours. Last year, we raised $330,000. We have one of the biggest events on the East Coast, so we're really proud of all the efforts.
You're in agreement?
Yes, sir.
Wow. How about that? All right, and the Relay for Life is supported by other events like this golf tournament.
Exactly. That is how we've raised so much is, you know, there's individual teams and they raise money and then we all come together for our main event. This year it's on April 26th.
Is it unusual for a business like Delcor to get involved in something like that? I mean, that's a pretty nice thing for these guys to put their resources and efforts behind
it
doing
is.
Something.
It is. We couldn't do it without our major corporations that do it. Delcor has absolutely been outstanding. They're actually our major sponsor for our event this year. So it will be Relay for Life of Pitt County sponsored by Delcor. Because of their amazing efforts. But we do have several other corporations that do that. We're just trying to encourage more to get involved.
All right. So you said May 7th, Jennifer?
Yes, May 7th at the Greenville Country Club.
Now, how many teams are you looking for this year? Any idea?
Well, last year we had about 18 teams in the afternoon or 16 teams in the afternoon or about the same morning and afternoon.
So there's going to be a morning tea time and afternoon tea time.
Yes, sir.
So you can sign up to do either one, so it's
right.
An all-day event.
You can do it. There's individual opportunities, or you can put together a foursome, and you have that opportunity as well, above and beyond this corporate sponsorship.
And it's a four-man Super Bowl format?
Yeah.
At Greenville Country Club, which means you can get some really low scores, because Greenville Country, right, McGee? Right, Larry? Greenville Country Club, that's a good Super Bowl course because you can get some really low scores out there. And that's coming up on May 7th. Again, how do people sign up? Who's going to tell me that?
they can certainly give us a call at the office, but they can go to the website at teedoffacancer.com. All the information they need to know is there on the website. They can also download the form and get that submitted.
And what's the number out of Delcor if people want to call and get more information?
Our phone number is 321-8868.
All right, very good. Or you can stop by the booth tomorrow, right, at the home show.
Yes, they can. We'll definitely be signing folks up tomorrow as well.
All right, and anything else you want to promote from the American Cancer Society this morning?
I'd just like to say that, you know, if anybody wants more information, if they'd like to join us in this fight against, you know, this disease that affects so many of us, they can go to www.relayforlife.org/pitnc, and they can register for our event or make a donation or join as a survivor and join us in our survivor lab.
You know, I would dare say that everybody is touched by cancer somehow, right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody's got somebody in their family who's had cancer.
Exactly.
Who has cancer, or themselves, they've had cancer. So it's, you know, it's something that kind of hits everybody.
Yes,
so
sir.
Hopefully a lot of folks will come out. All right. Anything else we need to promote? Did that do it?
I think we did.
All right. Very good.
I think we did. I appreciate it.
It's good to see you both.
Yep, good to see you.
And we'll see
you
tomorrow. Yeah. Are you going to be out there tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I will.
Right, we'll
Relay's going to be out there helping me.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. Come by and see Delcor in booth number 59 at Greenville Home Fest tomorrow. And you can see the diagram of where all the booths are in today's Greenville Daily Reflector. All right, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming
good
out.
To see you. Thank
all right,
you.
Jennifer Serino. I was trying. And Caroline Smithwick here with us this morning. Thanks to see you both. Good to see you both. Thanks for coming out.
Thank
all right,
you.
Let's take a break. We're coming back. More Talk of the Town on the way here from Krispy Kreme. You still got 23 minutes to get here if you want a free Oreo donut. All you got to do is come in and say you're listening this morning. You'll get a free Oreo donut right here at Krispy Kreme. 23 in front of 9. We'll be right back.
Considering buying your first home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Say hello to U.S. Cellular's unbelievable sales event with deals so incredible you might not believe them. Like a free Motorola Electrify M when you buy one for $99.99. U.S. Cellular's unbelievable sales event. Now through April 1st, U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plans required. New 2-year agreements and $30 activation fees may apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla Español en todos los tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. The same is true with financial planning. Hi, I'm Tommy Pate with the Jones Group in Aiden, and I believe you don't find financial security. You plan and create it by setting goals with reasonable expectations and direction. Each financial plan is a journey and should be carefully planned based on where you want to be in 5, 10, 15, or even 20 years, and what kind of legacy you want to leave behind. Let's get started and create your financial journey. Give me a call, Tommy Pate, 746-6785.
Get out your calendars and mark down March 8th through the 10th for the Eastern North Carolina Boatdale at the Greenville Convention Center.
Gates open at 11 a.m. on Friday, and ticket prices are $5 for adults and $3 for children 8 and under.
With aggressive dealer rebates and financing available, now is the time to buy. Join us Friday, March 8th to Sunday the 10th for the Eastern North Carolina Boatdale at the Greenville Convention Center. Brought to you by Tide Tamer Waterfront Products and Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976.
Visit ENCBoatsale.com.
Having a piece of jewelry custom designed for someone you love is a uniquely romantic idea, is it not?
We think so. That's why Bailey's Fine Jewelry is all set up to make it happen.
So this is your official invite to stop by Bailey's in the Lindale Shops on Thursday, March 7th to meet one of our award-winning master craftsmen.
The first step is to map out your idea. From that point, we can do a traditional wax carving and build your dream piece by hand.
Or we can create a computer rendering and machine it with cutting-edge computer-aided design and manufacturing equipment.
Either way, the finished product is a one-of-a-kind testament to your love.
But you don't have to create something entirely from scratch. You can also have a piece of jewelry you already own restored to its former glory.
Or turn it into something completely new. Anything is possible at Bailey's Fine Jewelry.
This fun and affordable custom design event occurs Thursday, March 7th at Bailey's Fine Jewelry in the Lindale Shops.
Every woman wants a Bailey box.
hour to take on your world begins with that morning info injection to kick off your day. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
About 8:41. It is 19 in front of 9 o'clock, live here this morning from Krispy Kreme. Good to have everybody here this morning. McGee's got some sports coming up in a minute. I tell you, before we go to sports, I just got an email from Benny Hardy, one of our loyal listeners and one of our financial gurus in town. He's making me aware of something that I really didn't know about. There's a Senate bill, and for any of you who own a boat 14 feet long or longer, and I would have to tell you that affects me because my redneck yacht is 20 feet long. I think it's actually 22 feet long. My redneck yacht is more like 24 feet long. I've got a pontoon. My old boat was 20 feet long. This one's about 24 feet. It's a pontoon. But there's a bill in the Senate, and I'll tell you, I've been hearing. You've heard a lot about the fact that the Oregon Inlet area, that the dredging has become a problem, and they don't have any money to dredge down there. The feds dredge it. The state dredges it, I think. And there's Beaufort Inlet. Beaufort Inlet is not as big a problem as Oregon Inlet is. Oregon Inlet, I mean, almost immediately after they dredge that out, the sand starts falling back into the hole. And so they have to constantly dredge out Oregon Inlet. And there are times when it gets so bad down there that the big fishing boats can't go out and the commercial fishing boats can't go out. Well, there is a bill in the Senate, and Bill Cook, one of our local senators, is one of the sponsors to increase registration fees on boats. In fact, you know what? Now that I've looked at this, my registration fees for my redneck yacht will go up 333% for my little pontoon boat. The reason for this is they're trying to come up with money to dredge, and there are a lot of folks who are upset about this. It's Senate Bill 58, and so I would highly suggest that you get with Senator Bill Cook and discuss this with him if you have concerns about it. I know that I'm going to be doing it. I don't know what the answer to the Oregon Inlet problem is, but 50% of these registration fees in this bill will go into a shallow draft inlet dredging fund that will not benefit. Now, this is the rhetoric from the other side, admittedly. It says it will not benefit more than 1 or 2% of the 350,000-plus registered boats in North Carolina. The argument here is that the recreational boaters, including myself, are going to be paying to dredge Oregon Inlet for the commercial boats. Now, I do know I've got a good friend with a really big fishing boat who goes in and out of Oregon Inlet and tells me that he has problems getting his boat in and out of Oregon Inlet, and that's a recreation boat. But if the big boats are having trouble getting in and out of Oregon Inlet, A significant portion of these funds will be used to dredge Oregon Inlet into a 15-foot controlled depth for commercial steel hull trawlers. And I'm not sure who wrote this particular email. It says, I favor keeping Oregon Inlet navigable by dredging, but even the latest sport fishing boats don't draw more than 6 or 7 feet of water. So the idea that they've got to dredge it down 15 feet, they're obviously doing it for commercial-type vessels. And so the Wildlife Resources Commission is looking into this. The Senate is looking into it. But the way this goes, this bill is the registration fees are going to go up 67% for boats under 20 feet, between 14 and 20 feet. Now, if your boat is under 14 feet, you won't have to. It won't go up at all. If you have a boat that's between 20 and 25 feet, like I do, your registration fees are going to go up 333%. If you have a boat 26 to 39 feet, your registration fees are going to go up 667%. And if you have a boat that's 40 feet or greater, your registration fees are going to go up 1,000%. So, you know, again, these Republicans continue to struggle with how to do things in North Carolina but not raise taxes. And, of course, when you raise fees, they say they're not raising taxes, but there are some senators, including, again, local Senator Bill Cook. I need to try to get Bill on the air maybe next week to talk about this. I saw Bill at the legislature this week, and if he's put this bill in, there's a reason for it. But, you know, that's going to be controversial with voters in North Carolina to have their fees go up that much. Their three-year fees, let's say on my boat, for instance, my three-year fees will increase from $120 to $525 just to own the boat and register it to drive the boat in North Carolina.
That's tough.
So you can count me among those concerned about that particular piece of legislation. Buzz Caton has sent me a note. I think we're going to have somebody on next week. The Beaufort County Republican Party is having their Reagan Day dinner coming up on March 15th at the Washington Country Club. They got to listen to the lineup that they've got, including Bill Cook, by the way. They've got our friend Dan Forrest, who's the new lieutenant governor. Dan Forrest will be the keynote speaker coming up on March 15th. Dan Forrest will be there speaking between 6 and 7. Actually, there's going to be a meet and greet between 6 and 7 for everyone at the Washington Country Club. Also, Senators Bill Cook and Norm Sanderson, our friend from down in Pamlico County, will be there. Also, Representative Michael Speciale, who I believe is from Craven County. And Dr. Greg Brannon, who has just announced his candidacy to run against Kay Hagan for the United States Senate, is also going to be there. Greg Brannon is the first Republican to step up and say he's going to run against the incumbent in that race, which is Kay Hagan. Now, speaking of running against the incumbents, I wanted to mention this morning. Because, as you know, there's been a pretty strong Republican race in the congressional district where Mike McIntyre, down around Lumberton, yep. Fayetteville, and Wilmington, Congressman McIntyre's had a couple of real strong challenges, including David Rouser this past year. Next year, Mike McIntyre is going to have a challenger from the Democratic Party in the primary. There is a new Hanover County Commissioner who announced Tuesday that he is going to run against Mike McIntyre in the Democratic primary. That's huge news.
It is.
And here's why. Because Mike McIntyre has won that district over the Republican by a sliver the last two terms. And it has been a very expensive race, and they've had to spend a lot of money. Mike McIntyre's had to spend a lot of money. Well, you know what happens when you've got a primary. You got to spend money to win the primary, which puts you out of money once you get into the general election. And so somebody like David Rouser or somebody, and David Rouser told the News Observer in this article I'm reading right here that he is considering running again against Congressman McIntyre next year. So Mike McIntyre, who's hanging on to his congressional seat by the hair of his chinny chin chin the last two terms, now he's going to have somebody from his own party running against him. So there you go. All right, 8:49, 11 minutes in front of nine. I saw the flash last night when I was watching the East Carolina game on CBS College Sports that the Big East basketball schools have added a couple of folks, including Butler and somebody else. I know you're going to talk about this, but it looks like they're taking the Big East name. So the conference that East Carolina is going to go into may not actually be named the Big East. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a chance. You know, Rick Pitino is stepping out in front of all this and saying that the Catholic Seven, you know, the basketball schools that have, you know, separated from the Big East football schools, that they deserve the Big East name. He is out in front leading this, thinking it should get done. And he thinks that, you know, the Catholic schools or the Big Priest, as Henry just said, should have broken away from the football schools a long time ago. Now, Pitino, a very outspoken guy, as you well know, but he thinks they should get the Big East name. So, yes, there's a chance that the conference, the ECU, will be participating in football in 2014. Will not be named the Big East. We'll see what happens with that, though. So, I know there are some very important meetings going on today, if I'm not mistaken, with university officials, with the Big East.
Well, they could just name the new conference that we're going into
Conference USA number two.
Son of Conference USA.
Son of Conference USA.
Or Conference USA Revisited, maybe?
Yeah, the Conference Coast. Something like that.
All right, let's check other sports. A lot to talk about. Baseball, basketball, East Carolina women getting their 20th win last night. Here at 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, here's McGee on sports.
Yeah, and we'll start with that women's game last night. Heather Macy's Bunch picking up win number 20 on the year, edging UAB 53-52. Celeste Stewart hitting a three-point shot with about 1:13 remaining in that game to break a 48-all tie. She led the Pirates along with Whitney Edwards with 14 points in that game again. EC's women now 20-7 on the year. And they are 10-4 in Conference USA. The Pirates had 16 assists on 20 made field goals and shot 53% from three-point range. Pretty good. 8-15 on the night. And last night's televised game was a part of the 2013 Play for K initiative, honoring former NC State women's basketball coach Kay Al, and presents the opportunity for a nation of coaches to raise awareness, to raise breast cancer awareness and funds for research on the court across campuses and in communities and beyond. So a good win last night, and certainly for good calls in honoring the late KL. Now the men are back in action tomorrow night on the road in Hattiesburg, taking on Southern Miss. Pirates 16-10 overall, 7-6 in Conference USA. If you remember, this game came out of the wire in Minji's Coliseum. Southern Miss escaping in overtime 86-82. Right now they sit in second place in Conference USA. ECU right now could potentially, if UCF and UTEP lose, move into third place. They're 7-6 in Conference USA overall, and the Golden Eagles are 10-3. Again, tip-off set for 8 o'clock tomorrow night, ECU and Southern Miss. This afternoon on the Diamond, ECU and St. John's, game one of a three-game set inside Clark LeClaire. Pirates are 3-4. Red Storm just 1-7. Jeff Hoffman on the mound tonight for ECU. College basketball from Thursday night. Big win in the ACC for Virginia. Joe Harris, who's one of the nation's best scorers, had 36 points, a career high, as the Hoos got by number 3 Duke, 73-68. First win over a top 5 team since 2002 for Virginia. Seth Curry was 28 for Duke, and that win came all too late. UVA jumped out to a 9-0 lead, never looked back, en route to that 73-68 win. Now 20-8 in the ACC, 10-5. 20-8 overall, 10-5 in the ACC. Tied with North Carolina, who beat Clemson last night, 68-59. Dexter Strickland had 16 for the Tar Heels, who again are tied now with Virginia in ACC play. Duke and Miami, big game coming up this weekend there. Duke is now in second place in the ACC. They're 24-4 overall. And while fans in the stands, they rushed the floor last night in Virginia. So easy when you're the losing team to complain about that, which is what head coach Mike Krzyzewski did, saying that.
What a whiner.
I mean, come on.
He was complaining that his players might get hurt by the fans rushing the court.
And here's the thing. Have you've seen how many rushings of the court, if you will, that have taken place this season in college basketball? He hasn't said one thing about any of those until last night when his team loses to Virginia. I understand what he's saying. Get your team.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of teams have been rushing the court after Duke games this year. They did it down in Miami.
Yeah, but it's taking place all over, and now he's just saying, I think it's...
You know, here's the thing. Have you thought about March Madness this year?
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
In the NCAA tournament? Anybody could win it. It's anybody's. For the first time probably, in forever, there really is not a favorite, even top five.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have... This could be the year you see some dark horse team come out of nowhere and win the whole thing.
Everybody's saying it's that mid-major year. VCU's really good. Butler, I don't think, will win it, but has a chance to make a run. Xavier's a good basketball team. But I think it's going to end up having the reverse effect. I think on a year that a mid-major can play well and possibly make a Final Four, I think they get ousted early. I think it's going to be a chalk.
Maybe so. And by the way, if you want to watch that Clemson-Virginia Tech game, again, Suddenlink will have that game tomorrow night on Channel 25 at 8 o'clock here in Greenville. I don't know why, but, you know, that is one of Suddenlink's local cable channels, but they're going to have the ACC game between Clemson and Virginia Tech tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on Channel 25 here for the Suddenlink customers in Greenville. I guess there's some reason why it couldn't be put on one of the other normal sports channels. All right, 8:55 here as we say goodbye this morning from Krispy Kreme. We've got about 4 minutes left. It's been a lot of fun, as always. A couple of news items before we go. Today is Employees Peanut Butter Day.
Okay.
Employee Appreciation Day and Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Sunday begins Professional Pet Sitters Week. Don't ask me where I get this stuff. Some movies this weekend coming out, the new movies in theaters. If you're looking for something, I'm going to actually be watching, I'm going to be actually watching something on demand because there's so many great movies on Suddenlink on demand. But in the theaters this weekend, 21 and Over comes out, The Last Exorcism Part 2, Jack the Giant Slayer comes out tonight, and Phantom. And here's our wacky but true story for the day. Eric Brown, a Tampa, Florida resident, has been charged with assault for hitting a 16-year-old boy. The 16-year-old boy was reportedly arguing with his money, with his mother, and that's when Brown hit him in the face with a Taco Bell burrito.
Oh! Oh! In the eye! In the eye!
So you got this 16-year-old kid arguing with his mother in the Taco Bell in Tampa.
The sour cream.
And this guy's overhearing the conversation, and the guy takes his Taco Bell burrito, including cheese, sauce, and meat, and slapped the kid in the face with it.
Yeah, I want to run for the border now.
And the guy's been arrested. You know, I think the guy should be given an award.
I think you should be too. Was it chicken or beef?
It says meat. It didn't say what it was. I'm guessing beef.
I'm hoping he got double the meat.
Yeah.
Packs a little more of a punch.
And yesterday we mentioned the conversation about the new North Carolina Democratic Party State Chairman, Randy Voller, owing $290,000 in back taxes. Well, now one of the leading Democrats in the state of North Carolina, Gary Pierce, who was the guy that ran all of Jim Hunt's campaigns for all those years, has come out on his website talking about politics.com and says the new state chairman's got to go. He's saying Randy Voller, who is the mayor of Pittsburgh, will the Democratic Party please stop imploding? Actually, maybe I kind of enjoying it, to be honest with you. But I mean, after all the stuff they've been through with the Democratic Party, now you got guys like Gary Pierce saying the new Democratic chairman should quit.
The chairmans have had some issues.
Well, here's an idea. Vet the people that you run for office and make sure that they don't have skeletons in their closet like that. There's an idea for you. And why is it that people like that are the ones that want to get in politics?
I don't understand it.
It's always the crux.
I don't get it.
All right, HomeFest 13, again, go to today's Daily Reflector and look at the diagram, and you'll see where all of your favorite vendors will be. Everything tomorrow from sunrooms, kitchen bath remodeling, kitchen remodeling, decks, interior design, landscaping, all the huge garden display that will be there by the Master Gardeners in the Convention Center. HomeFest 13 tomorrow, and tomorrow is the day we're giving away the kitchen. Listen to Tom and Sadie this afternoon for your chance to qualify, our last qualifier here on 103.7 today between 5 and 6. Or you can listen all day today on Star 94.3, and you may qualify to win the kitchen. We'll give it away tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the Convention Center. Come on out tomorrow for the show. You going
to
be out there?
And I've rearranged my schedule. I am happy to say my wife and I are now under contract with a home, and we're coming out in the morning.
Oh,
out.
Yes, no kidding. We are. You didn't tell me that. So, you're buying a house.
Yep.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And all the seminars beginning at 9:15 tomorrow morning on the main stage, and the kitchen giveaway tomorrow afternoon at 4. HomeFest 13 tomorrow, 9 to 5, Greenville Convention Center. See you there. Thanks to everybody here at Krispy Kreme. See you tomorrow.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck Program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Vellante. Despite a last-ditch effort to stop the sequester, automatic government spending cuts will likely kick in at midnight. But ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl says we won't feel the pinch right away.
The administration warns that in the coming